The Game and Fish inspects over 78,000 watercraft last summer for aquatic invasive species. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. In 2024, the Game and Fish inspected 78,157 watercraft. That's the most since the AIS program started in 2010, and more than 8,000 inspections from 2023. There were 1,282 boat decontaminations last year. That's an increase from 1,112 the previous year. AIS inspectors look for many kinds of AIS during inspections, primarily zebra and quagga mussels. Wyoming is one of five states in the country not to have quagga or zebra mussels. However, every state that borders Wyoming, except Montana, has at least one water body containing mussels. 47 watercraft were found to have mussels at check stations last year. That's a drop from 62 in 2023. 35 of those boats were inspected at the Interstate 80 Port of Entry check station that's outside of Evanston near the Utah border. That location continues to be the busiest of the state's check stations, with 18,685 inspections in 2024. The second most was Glendale Reservoir, with 9,330. A watercraft harboring live zebra mussels was intercepted September 22nd at the Beulah check station in northeast Wyoming, the only watercraft with verified live mussels discovered at a Wyoming check station last year. The watercraft had been moored for several months in South Dakota's Pactola Reservoir, where a population of mussels was discovered in 2022. Reed Moore, Game and Fish AIS specialist in the Sheridan region, says since the discovery of zebra mussels in Pactola Reservoir, more than 50% of watercraft inspections at the Beulah check station were considered high risk for transporting AIS. Zebra and quagga mussels can wreak havoc in freshwater ecosystems and cause damage to watercraft. They also clog dam systems, municipal water pipes, irrigation systems, and treatment facilities. Inspections, the first line of defense for many watercraft. Any watercraft transported into Wyoming from March 1st through November 30th must undergo a mandatory inspection by an authorized inspector before launching on any Wyoming waterway. It's state law that anyone with a watercraft must stop when coming upon an open AIS inspection station, even if they stopped at one prior or do not intend to launch in Wyoming. Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.